Welcome to episode 110 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we're going to taste some pale ale through hazy IPA through West Coast IPA from Denver Beer Scene.
The Denver Beer Scene, which is still one of the best.
So, the first beer I'm going to pop open is called Distant Harbor Pale Ale from Cerebral.
To that beautiful sound.
Cerebral Brewing in Denver, Colorado. Right up there by the. Ooh, doggy.
Oh, just crested the ridge with that nice rocky head. And it's even creamy as it cascades down the sides of Chris's tasting glass. Quite an effervescent pour.
Yeah, so this is this brewery I've been to near the city park. Nice, fun brewery to hang out at and drink some beers.
Listen to those bubbles.
Oh,
it's got a nice thick. Look at that rocky head.
So, we've got a hazy colored, like unfiltered looking.
Absolutely unfiltered.
Very
pale yellow.
Light yellow, yeah, with a nice frothy,
creamy
white
looking head.
Bubble head. Oh man,
getting all kinds of hops off of that.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of
that. Some pine, got some citrus, got some Neighbor's Radio across the way. We're gonna power through it.
There's cars driving by, which you can hear, but that's not that bad. I get a little of the Denver funk too from there.
The Denver funk,
the weed smell.
Oh.
There's
a place down, was that 25? That smells like college.
They are, hop plants and cannabis plants are from similar, close families. Yeah, cousins. But yeah, this smells really good.
All right, ready to taste it?
I can't just stop. I'm going to smell it.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Okay, I got a milkshakey taste. I got like apple then strawberry. Is there lactose in this though? Because it came out creamy.
So.
Did you get creamy? Holy shit! This thing now smells like a strawberry kiwi lemonade.
It's pretty light on flavors. Not like super astringent or anything like that. This is a
it's very
described
juicy.
As a pale ale. So 5.3%. No India in front of it.
Well, it's incredibly juicy to me.
Yeah.
The hops. Is this all just hops?
It says hoppy pale ale, Nelson Savon and Sabro hops. Only two hops listed.
What do the marketing people tell us we're supposed to taste?
It doesn't say on here. This is.
But I'm getting sweet notes and fruity notes.
What would Distant Harbor be referring to? Like
a faraway locale like India from England, you know, so we might extra hop your beer, maybe perhaps like an India pale ale.
What I was thinking initially was like, oh, this is going to be like a New England hazy IPA or something like that. But they would have called it a hazy. Because Distant Harbor, I'm like, oh, that's like.
It tastes citrusy. Like I could mistake this for an IPA.
Like the color, if you didn't know, the color,
colors,
the smell,
the flavor
the
profile.
The taste, you might say hazy IPA. Yeah,
yeah. It's just a little lighter. It's not, doesn't have, like lighter in, and that could just be perceived because it's less alcohol.
All right, Mike, we have some recent beer experiences, share beer experiences to talk about. In fact, beer experiences from today.
From today, which is whatever date you downloaded this, actually.
So,
we have more dated references. Congratulations, Donald Trump, for winning the presidential election.
Mike was flying through the Denver area again. He has a day here. And so I picked him up at the airport and we went straight to breweries.
Of course.
And I think you got up at like 3 a.m. So.
I'm not quite sure when I got up and what time it is, and it doesn't matter. I'm having a wonderful time. Took a 5-hour energy. It's kicking in right now, and that's what's making my voice. You might want to take the speed down just a little bit.
All right. So we went to a brewery I've been wanting to go to for a long time. I have their beers often. In fact, we're going to have one of their beers later this episode. but we went to the brewery, to True Brewing Company in Denver off of Broadway.
Heavy metal.
A heavy metal brewery. Death metal brewery. I don't know. They're playing heavy metal in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like 80s, 90s hair metal.
No.
Because I didn't recognize anything.
It sounded like Scandinavian black metal. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
So they're spelled T-R-V-E. That's how the kids spell the things these days, like those bands, like churches and always with V's.
I don't even know
U's
these
W's.
Bands.
Well, I think we found the band for...
Oh, that's right. It was one of our intros.
Yes. So
what were your thoughts? You finally got there. This is a place you've been targeting.
I was expecting it to be larger. And even when Brett kind of told us, oh, there's a long table there, I was like, oh, it's like a beer hall.
Right.
But there is a super long table there, communal table.
Right.
But it's a pretty small, like, bay in kind of like
It's like a corner bar.
Yeah. And they had a decent-sized bar there, and then they have a Nashville-style chicken place inside for food.
Oh, well, that was part of the wonderful experience, yes. Which we should share. Should we share that now? Let's talk a little bit about
the beers we had that were interesting there, because we had a few different interesting beers.
Absolutely.
Was there one you want to pick out as far as interest? There's all sorts of noise going on.
Sure. The most... intriguing of the brews we sampled today, I'd put up that Porter Sour.
Agree.
Because
Regenerativum or something. Let me see if I can find your beer list.
Oh, right. We'll get the name of. Well, our 6 minutes of prep goes underway within episode, but the aroma presented like a traditional porter. You had the sense of coffee, maybe a little bit of chocolate. But what was great about it was a sour, so you get that astringent tartness with that, and it was an interesting combo. But what made that particular beer even more interesting was the, as Chris mentioned earlier, there was in essence an internal food truck for this Nashville chicken company, so they had a lot of spicy chicken, spicy foods. And we tried some spicy food, so, you know, and Chris got a little extra hot. And the effect of the cayennes on our taste buds, when we went back to the sour, it almost like it suppressed the sour. So all the notes of the porter came out as a pure porter. And then as our saliva/tongues readjusted, it went back to having that tart sour taste. So it was kind of a cool science experiment. That we brought in. What was the name of that beer? Did you find it?
They don't list what's on tap. They list what you can pick up. So they do list one porter here called Dunwich, but I don't think that's the one.
That was not what it was called.
It was called something else.
They had some cool names. Oh, you know what? We're going to reference the photos that we put up on our wonderful Facebook blog thing, and I'm sure they're... We can determine that. Now, Chris, you're going to have to vamp while I look for this picture.
The beers that I like from them are their saisons. They have a number of different flavor saisons that come out, and the first beer that I got there was their rye saison, which had a very peppery kind of flavor to it. Peppery is a characteristic of a rye, but I think the added, you know, a little bit of sour from the saison and then the pepperiness of the rye really, really made this one kind of jump out with some extra, like pepper. Black pepper, like ground black pepper type flavor to it. So it really kind of like popped on your tongue. That was good. Let's see, what else did we have there?
I tried their Ember, which had it was a. They one of their niches, they have, you know, black light in there. They're playing the death metal music. There's a skull under the taps.
Yeah.
There's some
the
sort
dudes
of,
behind the bar are all tatted up.
Yeah.
Heavy metal looking dudes.
So in that spirit, they had a Helles that was smoked called Ember.
Oh, that's right.
So I was like, well, if I'm going to drink something from hell, this is probably what it would taste like. And That was my second favorite beer. You thought it was a little bit too smoky. I thought it was absolutely cool and delicious.
I found the it was very smoky, and it was like it looked like a pilsner or something, and I don't know, it just didn't work.
Oh, that's me. Right. You were pointing at the color of the of the porter. Sorry, like I'd expect it for something with more of a brown, dark, roasty body, less from this. Yeah, because it was very, you know, it was a Helles. So I had the sour notes, but then the smoky with it. And I think I'm coming around on sours after this time. Like I'm starting to notice the different profile. If you do it well, if it's not like overbearing on this on the tartness, where you can experience those flavors.
And so they have a number of sour beers. They have some saisons. They of course have IPAs. But they kind of like they experiment with other flavored beers.
We didn't go to IPAs. We didn't just hit the IPAs. It was like our fifth sample, not our first choice.
And then to go along with the kind of heavy metal theme, their beers are called like Skull Seeker and Cosmic Crypt. And Blood Axe, and
Oh, the Blood Axe was good. What is the Blood
You had
axe?
That one,
That's a farmhouse ale.
That was a Norwegian farmhouse ale with orange peel and grains of paradise. That one I've had before. That one was really good, too, And then I won't talk about the IPA, because we're going to have that.
Revengeance.
Revengeance, that's what it was called,
Yeah.
That port, that sour porter. And it was really interesting, because it smelled... Like, when you smell it, smell like a porter, right? Like, this is going to be coffee and some kind of chocolatey notes on there. But then you drink it, you're like, oh, that's sour. And then the chocolatey stuff comes, or the coffee kind of stuff comes a little bit later on the sides. All right, after True... We went down. We headed.
Further. I was going to say, should we go to another beer and then talk about the dovetailing and
yes
of our experience.
Well, I haven't finished this one yet.
I did. We have to do our final thoughts on this beer.
Let's see. I get a little bit of that soapiness after it's sat for a little bit.
Really?
Not necessarily in a bad way, but I think that comes to... You were talking like milkiness or something a little. Some of that. That's what I'm going to describe as a little bit soapiness. And our neighbors below us have decided to vacuum, apparently.
Hopefully that with the super... If this is as good as Teams, you can't hear the background noises. It just self-filters.
All right, let me go grab the next beer, and then we'll continue recording. All right, folks, the next beer... Today is called Cone Man the Barbarian. Because hop cones, get it, guys?
It's like Conan.
So this is a hazy IPA from Odd 13. I think that's what they're called. Odd 13 Brewing, yes. And they are in Broomfield, Colorado. That's like north of Denver, I believe.
So north of Denver, the next big town north of Denver is Boulder.
Boulder, yeah, and then Fort Collins and Broomfield is somewhere near Boulder, I believe, as I do my 6 minutes of prep
while on we're my talking phone. Well, you know,
my phone's frozen.
My initial impressions here, this head's not quite as thick and creamy, but the color profile is very similar to the last beer. Difference with this beer, it seems much less effervescent.
Yeah, same.
I'm not seeing the high bubble action.
Same, yeah, not as much bubbles. Same hazy, light yellow color. Maybe
very cloudy.
So is it less cloudy, or less like chunky cloudy? I guess I would say maybe a little more.
There's a chance you can see less opaque.
Yeah,
we can see can see through it a little bit more, and it's got a slightly darker towards amber color, golden. Than the other one.
Yes, Broomfield, smack dab between Boulder and Denver, Colorado.
I'm trying to learn my Colorado geography.
I've lived here 5 years and I don't know where these other towns are. I know where Fort Collins is, I know where Boulder is, I know where Denver is, and I know where Colorado Springs are. That's about it.
That's it. Can't figure anything else but that.
Maybe like, you know, the ski towns. I don't catch too much on the nose.
Nope. Okay, my first taste was smoky.
Really?
Tell me if you get smoky, or if I just blasted my palate. Am I imagining that?
There's something there. There's something, what is that? It's
very subtle. It's not at all like that ember I had, which was like really big on the hickory smoke kind of thing. Like this has like a subtle finish. Like, oh, there might have been a little bit of crispiness in this. So in Conan, I believe, no spoilers, this movie's from 1980, 81, in case you haven't seen it yet. I believe there's some sort of snake people that he fights, and on the cover here are two fanged serpents, the big number 13 on Cone Man the Barbarian. But the hops
have
Citra, Lotus, Eldorado, and Huel Melon. Two row Golden Promise malts, red wheat, honey malt, and flaked oats. I don't see anything that would give it any sort of smoky flavor experience.
Do you think this might be off?
It doesn't taste terrible, though.
So here's what they say on their marketing site. A big-bodied, hazy IPA featuring Citra, Huel, Melon, and Lotus hops. Notes of papaya, peach, and sweet melon.
See, I would say that other one we had would have had all of those notes. This one... Okay, wait, no. The head, I'm catching something now. Oh, that is very fruity. I would go with tropical on the nose now.
Yeah, so it's not a Schwarzenegger barbarian on the front. It's definitely a different version.
It's
of
a
one.
Hipster mustachioed barbarian.
But the text, the font on the can is kind of Conan-like. By the way, that movie... The original Conan movie is a pretty great movie. Have you watched it lately?
Lately? No. I don't think
I've seen it. Do you remember liking it?
I remember liking that movie, but I also was pubescent / pre-pubescent.
And there might have been some...
And there were some things in there that I was like, hey!
Some BN? Some brief nudity?
Brief nudity, if that's what BN means. Yes. I don't know all these initials and things. I was like, I don't know any initials. I don't want to come across as something I'm not.
So this is 7.5%. Interesting.
It does have a bitter finish on this. It doesn't deliver to me like the fruit like as promised. But overall, like, yeah, it's decent beer. Smooth drinking.
Yeah, we've had... some Odd 13 before, I believe, codename Superfan, which is one of my kind of favorite.
I remember like that beer. We did that one twice.
Yeah, we might
have. And it was good both times.
So, all right, let's get back to our beer experiences. Did you talk about the spicy chicken?
We didn't talk about it, but I said, like, we went to hell for the first brewery, and then we went to Grandma's house, like the diametric opposite of this bar.
So we headed further down. So True is on Broadway, on south of downtown Denver there. And we headed further south.
This is like when Hollywood people talk about the routes in California on their podcasts. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right. So anyway, we headed further south. We stopped by Meyer Skiing, where they make actually skis in Denver out of wood. Harvested from the forests out here in Colorado.
Ravaged by the Blue Beetle from DC Comics.
Yeah, so pretty cool little place. I have some, the skis I use actually are from there. Fun little carvers. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show those to you.
I'm learning about that part of skiing, because out west it matters what the width
type
is
of
under
ski.
Your foot.
Yeah. And then we just kind of like wandered around from there because we're like, oh, let's get some coffee. Went over to the coffee place, and then they're like, we're walking with our coffees. We're like, oh, there's a brewery. Let's check that. What's that brewery?
Right.
And the brewery was called, the first one we went into was called Grandma's House, which they describe themselves as a brewery that celebrates all things craft. And when we walked in there, what were they doing, Mike, that they asked, do we want to participate in?
They were cross-hatching. Is that what? Cross-stitching. Cross-stitching. Cross-hatching is a drawing technique.
Some kind of needlework-ish activity. And this place looked like your grandma's house, right?
It had legit.
Like it had, you know, lots of...
Well, there are board games that even for me, like my grandmother, and I'm in my 50s, had these board games. There were retro VHS tapes.
So VHS tapes, they had like...
I'm guessing the person whose grandmother this is probably is closer to my age, yeah. Maybe, than...
the grandmother
than
might
I'm
be like
be comfortable
a
with.
Few years older than us,
right,
actually.
Right, but...
They had
Nintendo
Atari 2600 and Nintendo 64. You could rent out but you could borrow the controllers for Nintendo 64. Mike and I played a little Mario Kart.
I snuck back when I went to visit the restaurant to take a look at their brewery, and they had some wood casking back there, but they also had a foosball table. Which, you know, would be cool if your grandmother had those things.
They had a cool little courtyard. How do you get into that courtyard? Was there a door by the bathroom?
Don't know. I didn't see that. I can only see it from the outside.
Yeah. They had a cool little courtyard right off of it. It's a pretty nice day today. Sunny and, I don't know, mid-40s-ish. But that always feels warm because we're closer to the sun here in Colorado.
We're
a mile closer to the sun.
We're
so 5,000
feet high. I probably burned myself. I did not put on sun protection today.
What else? Let's see. Oh, so we got a sampler of beers there. The standout for me was their prickly pear. Like, was it like a sour?
It was
or something?
A sour,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, I would say, like very light on the souring. It was that thing. I could like get lost in that. Drink a bunch of that, like Kool-Aid.
It went down smooth and easy, especially with the day. It was almost like a spring,
you know what?
Summery day.
That's what it was too. It was the day.
Yeah.
It was being in grandma's house, and it was like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and the bartender, she was. Saying that they're very heavy on the nostalgia, because I don't know for those if they're, well, first off, I don't know if we have any listeners, and if we do, if those listeners remember the old jelly glasses you used to get,
yes,
that would have some kind of cartoon like the Flintstones or Looney Tunes or Star Wars or whatever. You can get glasses from McDonald's, and that all their glasses that they use to provide the beer were these old glass sets, you know, and I was like, good Lord. And it did have that feeling.
We had a Flintstone glass for one of our beers. I remember seeing that one, and yeah.
And I saw, they had some Depression glass, and we'll see if we can upload some of these pictures. But really, from a vibe perspective, it was very, very, crafty and soft and interesting. Like, there was tons of things.
Lots of tchotchkes all over the place.
But not just benign tchotchkes. They were worthy of conversation.
Yeah.
Like each one had a little story behind it. And, it was the complete opposite of the black light.
Yes.
Heavy death metal, which was also fun and a good way to start. Like, wake me up a little bit. And then I went there and I was like, oh. And then Chris completely crushed me. Multiple times playing, was that Mario Kart?
I played a lot of Mario Kart 64, guys, in my past. So.
I still couldn't figure out where the A button was I was supposed to press. I never really graduated from the 2600, which had a single button and a joystick, and so it was really easy to press the button, move the joystick. Once you had like multiple buttons and arrows and joysticks. And,
The 64 has that weird three-pronged controller, which I will admit is a bit strange.
And I was like, how do you hold it and then pull a trigger when you're not even holding the trigger? Like, you got to like pull your hand. Like, it just, none of it worked for me.
But anyway, the beer.
I'm not a gamer.
The beer names there were kind of interesting. So one of them we had was called, it's Decorative Gourd Season, Mother Effer.
The young lady behind the bar forced Chris, like, I cannot pour you this unless you actually say the word. So Chris had to say motherfucker.
That's right. That was a spiced Belgian dark strong, which was really, it had some pumpkin spice flavor to
it. Had all kinds of gourdy shit in it and some allspice. And it was good, though. It wasn't like a cloying sweet one. It was just a nice, it had a really good balance.
The, prickly pear sour that we had was called
lovely.
Barney Cool Breeze.
That was delicious. And I like that Kentucky red thing.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to hit on that. So that beer was called Rusty Guts, a Kentucky Common. A Kentucky Common is a uniquely American beer style brewed almost exclusively around Louisville? Is that how you say Louisville, Kentucky? Where Louisville. Our friend Mark used to
Louisville, not Louisville.
Well, the one up here is called Louisville.
No, it's Louisville.
And it's spelled the same way.
No, Louisville.
Okay. Louisville, Kentucky. That sounds
good. Louisville.
Funny. I'm going to edit this out.
No, leave that in. This is perfect.
Brewed some time after the Civil War until Prohibition. Anyway, that was like a slightly darker cream ale, they kind of described it, or like a reddish.
It was like an amber. It tasted like an amber. It was good, and it had cool notes in it. I enjoyed that beer as well. Everything was pleasantly drinkable.
And then I think we had their hazy IPA too, which was good. Like not as memorable, but good as those other ones.
Agreed. And I was definitely trying to steer away, but I can't. I always want to try a hazy IPA.
I know.
IPA.
I'm like.
But at least we got to give ourselves credit. We tried some sours. We tried some saisons, some farmhouse ales, a porter.
Yeah, even at True, we did get one IPA. But like we did pretty good today.
I think I'm proud of our stretching our boundaries.
And now we're doing a three pale ale episode.
Oh yeah, well you know it's your house. And these are the house beers, and you know.
Our next episode, I think we're going to do some Belgian-style beers. So.
Wait a minute. It's 4:20 in Colorado. Can you hit the pause button? No, kidding. All right. final thoughts on the Conan the Barbarian?
I don't know. Nothing really jumping out at me on this one. It's all right.
It's a very, very solid, drinkable, hazy IPA. It finishes with a nice, bitter cleaning of the palate. I'm going to go for the soapy test. I let this one warm up, see if there's any changes. The head didn't persist, but it seemed to get more effervescent.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit more of the fruity notes now, but not as heavy as I did in that first one.
Yeah. All right. Let's go grab the next beer, and we'll talk about the other brewery we walked down to today. Next beer today is from what we were just talking about, True Brewing Company. This is called Beneath a Sea of Stars India Pale Ale.
Oh, that's the one we tried.
Yes, we did try it. I was like, no, that's not the one that I have at home. It's this one. And I chose incorrectly. But like their cans all kind of look the same except for a picture on it. They're like dark black with a little picture on it. That's like super clear.
Oh my goodness.
In color. No haziness
at all.
This is
not a hazy IPA.
This has definitely been filtered. Nice white, small bubbled head on it.
It's getting rocky.
So, one of the things we noticed about some of the IPAs that they had at True is they're more West Coast hopped IPAs. So, the Chinook and Centennial and those kind of like hops that you traditionally connect to West Coast IPAs.
Yes. And it had that. I mean, they even had another one called, what was it called? Corridor of Pines or
yes.
Tunnel of Pines.
Yeah, Tunnel of Trees.
Tunnel of Trees, which I wanted to try because of the skiing experiences.
Yeah. And I like, I feel like West Coast IPAs with the hazy IPA craze have kind of fallen to the side. That kind of like pininess or like,
well, the punch you
cleaning,
the mouth,
cleaning fluid.
Right, the lemon, lemon pine.
It's all like now.
Dirt.
Yeah, the dankness. It's all
earthy
in favor
tones.
Of the citrusy, highly citrusy IPA. So it's nice to have something a little more of a throwback to your. The first time you had a, Sierra Nevada or something like that.
But this doesn't have that same bitterness, though. This finishes a lot cleaner. I mean, and the color, yeah, completely translucent, nice and bubbly, a nice rocky head, has good legs on the glass.
Tastes a little bit different from the fresh beer that we had. Like, getting a fresh beer right from the brewery, right from the keg, it's just nothing to beat that.
You cannot beat the freshness.
I mean, I like, canned beer is great. It keeps it from getting skunked, but
right.
There's no comparing to a live
what's
brewing
tapped
experience.
And
it's just, breweries are fun. Like,
yes.
Go into a brewery, drinking some beers, eating some food, hanging out,
live
chatting,
music,
watching
people
around
yeah,
you.
It's a good vibe, especially on a day like today, man.
Yeah, on a nice day. And then, like, when there's a bunch of them, you can just walk to another one. And I think you mentioned it earlier. You're like, oh, you could just stumble onto fun here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the big discussions us gentlemen of middle age were having. Like, if we could go anywhere, where would we go? One of the places I keep returning to thinking about that is Denver, because it's got culture, it's got cool art, it's got great beer, it's got skiing, it's got hiking. You're not terribly far away from any of the, you know, Grand Canyon. Even Las Vegas isn't super far away.
It is a central city in the United States, so it's relatively easy to get to other parts of the United States, too.
Right, as an international airport, which you can bop in, bop out, anywhere you need
to go. Has been useful as someone that travels for work on occasion.
And ironically, landlocked as it is, pretty good sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of world-renowned sushi joints.
They all fly the sushi in, so it probably costs more than, you know, other places. But all right.
Well, that's okay, because there's gold in them there hills, and we'll just pay for everything by digging.
The final brewery that we walked to, Mike, do you remember what that one was called?
Public
Offering.
Offering
Brewing Company. Now, to be honest, we didn't spend as much time here as we did at the other ones. We kind of like...
It had a great vibe, though. It had that back porch in the sun, and yes, they had the live music, and everything was open.
Yeah. It was a cool-looking place, but I'm like, I need to keep some level of sobriety here.
That was the problem.
Go home and record some more CNBC. But it was a cool place, and it was like two doors down from my grandma's place. I mean, like, how are there two breweries surviving that close to each other?
And three, really, because it's not that far off from where True is.
No, and there were, like, more around there. Are there other ones? I'm like, yeah, there's...
we were very tempted to turn today into just a beer crawl.
Yeah.
But we care so much about you guys, we want to come back and share all these tales.
Cool place. I think we got hazies or something there. What did you... No, you got something a little different, right?
We both got IPAs.
Yeah.
Because we asked for their recommendation. Yeah. And one was his favorite, one was his new favorite.
Yeah.
And we tried, and they both were really good.
Good IPAs. As Mike was saying, cool courtyard out back. We went out there and just kind of like soaked up some of that Colorado sun.
Well designed, good flow. All of it was nice. And apparently this area is just infatuated with this Billy... What's his name?
Oh, Billy Strings.
Billy Strings. Yes. Like every place I'm going is like, Billy Strings this. Like he was in the bathroom of the grandma house.
It was on the skis at the craft skiery that we went to.
And we heard about him from your brother-in-law at Evergreen at Revival.
You're getting a Billy Strings experience. So he was the opener of the song that we played on the last episode. Or not the last episode. That was like four episodes ago, I guess.
A while back.
Yeah, episode 107, theme. I think, that one was.
The one I lovingly refer to as Q107, old call letters from a great radio station from the 80s.
Yeah.
In the D.C. area.
And if you missed it, listen to episode 108. Mike's in rare form for that episode, guys.
I've heard more stories. Yeah. We'll just leave that there. So any final thoughts on this one?
This beer? I really enjoyed it at the brewery. I'm getting more of the dankness. You kind of pounded yours.
Yeah, it was just smooth, clean. I definitely appreciated the one at the brewery more, and it had more of the fruity notes come through. Actually, more of the lemony piney notes. Sorry, not the fruity note, but more because it was definitely more West Coast.
As it's warmed up a bit, I'm getting a little more of that kind of forest floor in there.
But it's just a good, clean beer. I definitely liked it.
Yeah, it's good. I could put back a few of these.
So we're going to go through this here of the three.
Yeah, of the three. So the beers.
Well, let's go this way. Of the three breweries we referenced beer experience extravaganza.
Yeah.
Where would you go, Chris? How would you rank these breweries?
Man. Oh, man. That's a tough one. I'll be honest. We didn't they all have like a different vibe.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's something cool about each of them. Like, True had the little they had some tchotchkes on the wall, like beetles that were like...
Well, they also had pretty butterflies. That was the thing that was kind of like... that kind of
and
got
then
me
skulls
the,
and stuff.
Yeah, there's skulls and black light and demons, and then there's like pretty butterflies.
I think that would be a cool place to go sit at the communal table and like start talking to the people next to you too.
Yes, but we're very introverted.
Yeah,
to the
but,
bar
I mean,
and
I wouldn't
communicate
do that
with anybody other than the bartender.
I think I'd have to go with Grandma's house there because the reminiscing, the Nintendo 64, the nostalgia of it. Yeah, yeah. What about you?
I agree with what you... I mean, all three of them had distinct character that's worthy of a second visit. Like I would go back to all three. So I'd say it's a three-way tie. And to your point, I think True is more where you should be aggressively forward.
Yeah.
Like a West Coast IPA. You know, they're sours. It just has more of a... But, I mean, I got to say, though, even though it was death metal and Satanism and all that other stuff there, like it was welcoming.
It was.
Like, there were cool people there.
Yeah.
Like, the bartenders were nice. Nobody was a jerk. The food people were cool. Like, it was all around good. And that's one of the things I was saying to you. Like, you know, once you get out of, like, the Mid-Atlantic East Coast area... Everybody else seems to be pretty nice.
A little more chill.
Yeah, everybody on the East Coast is a bunch of douches sometimes. But, but Grandma's house was cool. I think I liked it better because of its 180-degree difference from True Brewing.
Yeah.
And if anything, I would say Grandma's house was very Victorian. It was strategically cluttered, but you felt much closer in there. Like you're being hugged by someone in a shawl or one of those old Afghans. And
we were sitting on a couch in front of an old TV.
Right, like one of those old cabinet TVs. But then, you know, the last place we went to, the...
That was more, I would say, your standard...
It was modern.
Like, yeah.
Modern... Generic,
a little bit generic.
I can't remember
the
name,
but good.
But I appreciated the quality of the beer was as clean and good. The people were so helpful, nice. The vibe there was great, and then they had live music. So
I feel like,
but it had like a very, very Spartan modern.
One of the things I was saying is like, wow, how can you even have like these two breweries right next to each other? But I think it would be a little bit like. What kind of vibe do you want today? Do you want like hanging out in the sun, listening to live music? You go to the last place we went to. Do you want more like cozy, maybe play some games with some friends and that type of thing? Grandma's house. Do you want to like, or do you want to like taste some really funky, weird, interesting stuff with heavy metal blaring in the background?
Right.
You're at True, right? So they're like totally different vibes that you could like go and get.
Absolutely. And I would say, if you're going to socialize at True Brewery, you're going to socialize loudly.
Yeah, we were having difficulty communicating with each other.
Yeah, but, well, mostly because I can't hear anymore. All right, so that was a great wrap-up on that. What do we think about
the beers? All right, the beers. So we had Distant Harbor Pale Ale from Cerebral Brewing. We had Cone Man the Barbarian Hazy IPA from Odd 13 Brewing. And we had Beneath a Sea of Stars from True Brewing Co., which was your favorite, Mike? Which would you take home with you?
Well, I would take all three home with me. If I had to take one, I'm still a sucker for that hazy IPA, fruity, citrusy flavoring. So I would go with Distant Harbor, which didn't call itself an IPA.
Or didn't call itself a hazy IPA.
A hazy IPA.
But kind of had the characteristics of it.
Totally had it. Loved the flavor. Loved the notes. Loved the way it warmed up. Loved every aspect of the beer. Liked the other two, but loved that one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with Distant Harbor also. Just, it was the standout for me. The other beers were good, but there was just something about that one that kind of jumped out. And I think it was that, you know, that could be described as a hazy or a New England IPA easily could have been described.
Yeah, I would totally, if you asked, didn't tell me what it was, I would have never called it a pale ale.
Yeah.
I said, this is a NIPA.
Yeah, this is a New England IPA.
Yeah.
Agree. All good beers, though.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 110. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page where we've posted pictures from all the breweries we went to today.
Fantastic.
That's facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. And go, you actually have to go there to see stuff because, like, Facebook forces you to, like, pay to promote your stuff now. So, like, it won't just, even if you're subscribed to us, it won't just appear in your feed. So go check us out. You can see some cool
Let
photos.
Us know if our verbal description of these pictures worth 1,000 words were anywhere near it, and give us your own impression, especially if you've been there before.
And then we'll have some video episodes for you guys at youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. We had another beer from True that'll be paired with what episode?
I believe I said 108.1. I didn't even say 0.1, so.
Okay, so we've got some video episodes coming. One from True, one from, what was the other? Oh.
From Revival Brewery.
Well, that's going to be in the past. What am I talking about here?
Yeah, that already happened.
Anyway, you can see videos.
It's not like we're stacking up a whole bunch of episodes because we're separated by thousands of miles.
We're not doing that at all.
We're not doing that at all. All this is happening over a giant time span of a decade.
You can also follow us on Twitter @CNBCPodcast.
If any of these things are still in business when this actually comes out,
Elon Musk's Twitter that's where anytime
well,
we
now
publish.
Now you've dated us. I was trying to put us back to 2016.
Anytime we publish, no, now we're feeling more modern.
Right.
Anytime we publish a new episode or a video episode, we'll try to link that on the CNBC podcast. And yeah,
we're trying to kick up our social meds profile. So, so cheers.
Cheers.
But I gotta do my quote,
yes,
right?
That's then we cheers.
Oh, then we cheers, right? Shit. Fucked it up because the quotes are after that. All right. So, anyway, this quote I stole off the wall, one of the not needle points. What's it called?
Grandma's house.
No, but what's the thing called?
Cross stitch.
Cross stitching. So, this was cross stitched on the wall, and I thought it was pretty cute because I'm middle aged. I both have a surviving parent and I have 3 children. And the quote is, be nice to your children, for they will choose your restaurant.
Cheers.
Cheers. Drink your beer.